Toyota.com.
Second of February, Punxsutawney Phil did not see his or her shadow. Do we know whether it's a male or a female?
His name is Phil. Phil. Is it Philomena or Phil?
Phyllis.
Philomena.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a male.
Girl?
All right, so that's the important thing today. Winter is over officially. Just don't tell that to people in half of the country.
Yeah.
It'll be the news next week.
Now, the downer, though, is I did a little research, and apparently Phil has only been correct in his predictions 39% of the time.
Which warrants this big festival.
Yeah. Right, yeah, right.
Because those are great odds.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Let's hope he ups his percentage a little bit this year.
Let us hope. We can only hope you can live your dreams today by embracing change in you. You will take a chance, and you will change. I guarantee it. Be brave. B-R-A-V-E is the word of the day today on the Good Day program, because you're so different from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed. We all are different. You're different. Roberta's different. Richie's different. I'm different. We're all different. You're different. You can live your life by being different. Do not be persons unknown who comply, who are always doing what everybody else does to get along. You know that old expression, get along to go along, or go along to get along, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's no way to live a fruitful, purposeful life. It doesn't work that way. You have been sent here in some way, shape, or form to be different. So be different.
Okay, Wayne.
Act it. Wayne Dyer on the Good Day program.
I thought he was talking about Wayne Newton.
Very much. That was Fig Newton.
So
I found out when I got on the plane last night, what a lot of other people are finding when they get on planes this week, there is a surcharge now being added to the cost of your ticket. If you paid $290 for a round-trip ticket, let's say from Boston to L.A., it's now $300 because they add $5 on either end, because the cost of fuel in the past month has gone up dramatically. And with the Egypt situation, it's going up even more.
But does when Egypt I drove, provide oil?
No, but it's in the Middle East. It doesn't make any difference. In the Middle East, anything.
But we don't get oil from Egypt.
Roberta, you're so smart. My God.
I don't get it.
When the Middle East is in turmoil, they think
any
that
excuse,
supply is going to be interrupted.
Right. Any
so
excuse.
It could be from any little teeny nation that doesn't do anything. Israel.
Anything.
They don't supply us any oil, but if something goes crazy there, it affects the prices because they think it's going to disrupt supply.
They don't think that, but they're able to convince people who are not very bright.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. The case.
And then we, I guess it's because of the trouble in the Middle East. No. The profit made by ExxonMobil was up 39% last quarter over the same quarter from the year before. The only reason that happens is because they jack up the prices 4 months. The impact of a barrel of oil costing $90, that isn't felt. The $90 doesn't get paid out for 4.5 months.
Right.
This is the speculators, the people who are into the commodities markets. They're the ones that push. It hasn't got anything to do with what it's worth. It's it doesn't have anything to do with value. The worth is not necessarily value. It is just what people are willing to pay to have a position in oil. And that's what they're willing to pay, $90. And as the
I still don't get the connect between the speculators in New York and the market and their control over the price of oil and OPEC and their control over the price of oil.
They are in cahoots. They work together.
Yeah. Yes.
They're in cahoots, Rich. That's what it is. They're in cahoots.
I don't think they're the.
It's very frustrating. Very frustrating.
Yeah.
All right. I have some more really bad news. Really.
This is a happy way to start the hour. Let's hear it.
Really bad news.
I can use some more bad news.
Really, really bad news. Tea growers in India say the climate is changing there so much it's hurting the tea crop. Not only in terms of production, but also the flavor of the brew has been altered big time by tropical environmental influences. there is in this area of India high humidity, the green. You know what it is in the areas, the tropical areas where it's really humid, warm, the green, everything's so lush. Right. So 55% of their enormous tea crop comes from this area. But because now the temperature is going up and there's more moisture there, it is not having the same impact. In fact, they're still picking the tea, but it's different. There's a different flavor to it because of what's going on in the atmosphere. There are a lot of British teas that were known for strength and body. I always wondered why they said that, but that's the term they use. The main tea growing district in India has had developments. And by the way, the influence here of the weather, we've been talking about the weather, obviously, off and on. There's a big typhoon blowing into Australia. Matter of fact, Richie, I sent Ken a video of what happened last week in one of the areas in Australia where the rains continued. It's a creek. Over the course of 4 minutes, you see the creek rising and sweeping all the cars away in the parking lot of this development. Sweeps them right down the stream. It's an amazing thing to watch. Now, this typhoon has 184-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And it's going to hit the, I think it's the northwest.
Beat to death.
Yeah, they're really getting,
ooh.
Yeah. So there's that, and there's all the snow here. People say, oh, it's global warming. And
the typhoon
sure that I buy.
Covers an area bigger than Italy.
Yeah. Right. Now, So this kind of weather affects what's grown, and it affects the soil. What's in the soil? I can tell you as a farmer that what we put into the soil, you can taste. If you're growing sweet corn, for example, or squash, or even tomatoes, and you put a certain type of manure, very acidic manure, on the ground before you plant it, you will taste the difference in these things. Potatoes, tomatoes especially, beets, anything that actually is in the ground, it may make a difference in the taste of the peas, may make a difference in most anything, the taste of the lettuce and the taste of the spinach, that kind of stuff. It really is dependent on what you put in the ground. So if the cows aren't healthy, and you know, you're going to put that stuff on your garden, you're probably not going to be doing yourself any favors. So anyway, this area shipped 564,000 tons of tea last year, and they're worried because they've had such a short season this year. Remember, India's not, but Australia's down under. In India, they're going through the same sort of cold weather that we are right now. But I found that very interesting. The tea, we don't think about tea being, I don't know why, because the flavor of my milk even on the farm is predicated by what the cows are eating. And I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? It seemed to make some sense. You have a different type of corn ration, less grass, that sort of thing, it'll affect the way the milk tastes. It won't make it bad. It just takes, you can tell if you have any kind of taste buds at all, that it tastes differently. And the same is with
amazing.
These teas.
It's so amazing that things like hops and grapes and teas that are grown for drinks, I guess, specifically. When I went to dinner with Jennifer and her father a few years back, and we were having dinner with, Jennifer, the ex-Rams quarterback.
Yeah, what's his name?
Vince.
Ferragamo.
Ferragamo, thank you. And he owns a winery. He's passionate about the wine thing now. And he was telling me that he has rows of grapes where at the top of the hill and they get different sun and different moisture, it grows a different grape and he bottles different wines than from the bottom of the hill on that same row.
Yep.
And just to think about how frail and fragile and different these different things. And then you start thinking about big weather changes in any one area and what that does to their ecosystem and what it does to the business that is run on that property. It's amazing to me.
All right. Even if you're not a weather nut, you're going to find in a moment the list of the top 10 cities that have the least variety in their weather. So these are the stable cities around our country that fluctuate least, whereas Chicago...
San Diego, England, number one.
No, it isn't.
No?
But
really?
Good shot. All right, so we'll have that list in a moment, all right?
Okay.
And in the meantime, I want to remind you about the opportunities that exist for those of you who are lovers or you have friends that you want to say, thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being my friend on Valentine's Day. because it's around the corner. We've got a special radio offer just for the folks listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. 100 blooms of love. 100 blooms of love, plus a free glass vase, $19.99. Radio listeners to this Good Day program get an exclusive upgrade. If you ask for it, for $10, you'll get chocolates, a teddy bear, and a lavender bath kit. So if you are really into this woman, you want to watch her face when she sees this huge, huge bouquet. With all, is it bouquet or bouquet?
A bouquet.
Could you send this to a man, too? I mean,
yeah.
Why not, right?
Right, yeah. I think that, well, we always think that Valentine's Day is for women. But it isn't. It's for both men and women. And I think I like to get flowers, matter of fact. Blooms are guaranteed for Valentine's Day delivery, guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. This deal expires on Friday. So get a hold of the folks at proflowers.com right now by calling them, toll-free 800 PROFLOWERS, and mention Doug, or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, type in Doug. This big deal from proflowers.com expires on Friday, so get at it right now, proflowers.com.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Domino's 5.99 carryout pizza deal. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
There's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We're not even allowed to think about this limited time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's $5.99 carryout pizza deal. Get a large inspired pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Hurry in. Offer ends February 5th. Only at Domino's.
Carryout only. Deep dish may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, here we go. The top 10 cities in America that have the least weather variety. So we get to number 10, Rich. Rich is too busy doing... Why didn't we just come out with a top 10 music? Why are you playing stupid?
Because everybody was talking.
All right.
Yeah, duh.
Talking. And
number 10.
Kululi, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Weather variety. San Luis Obispo, California.
Number 8.
Santa Maria, California.
Number 7.
Honolulu.
Number 6.
Long Beach, California.
Number 5.
Eureka, California.
Number 4.
Santa Barbara, California.
Number 3.
Los Angeles, California.
We know where we should be living.
Number
2.
San Diego, California.
Number 1.
San Francisco. So this is based on temperature variation, amount of precipitation, and the amount of stormy weather they have.
The least amount of change.
These cities have the least amount of change.
California.
Year in and year out. Most every place in California. And Jennifer, where are we?
We live.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart.
The other day I failed to mention the passing of John Barry, who was responsible for some of the best movie music that has ever been created. In fact, he won 5 Academy Awards.
Wow.
Composing movie themes for Born Free, Out of Africa, From Russia with Love, Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. He's the man with a mind touch.
I remember this playing the song was a hit when I was a disc jockey. This guy, for 50 years, composed scores. Starting actually with the James Bond films in the early 60s, 40-some-odd years, actually. He was born in Britain, came to our country in 1958 or 59, I guess, or, sorry, 56. And then he created all of this music, The Lion in Winter, Dances with Wolves. Man, this guy, look at this list, as long as your arm. You got the theme from Dr. No. They did a lot of the James Bond stuff early on. So the passing of John Barry, worth noting, I think. 25 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We're talking about the weather and things that are unique. I want you to... We were talking about the places in our country that are mostly the same. Okay, so here are the all-time hottest temperature records for the 10 cities that have had the hottest temperature in our country. Ready, Richie? The top 10 hottest temperatures ever recorded in America.
Number 10.
Oosted, South Dakota, 120 degrees.
Wow.
Number 9.
Wow.
Seymour, Texas, 121 degrees.
Number 8.
Tipton, Oklahoma, 122 degrees.
Number 7.
Ozark, Arkansas, 123 degrees.
Number 6.
Steele, North Dakota. The North Dakota numbers blow my mind. 125 degrees.
Do you have dates attached to these?
No, there are no dates. No,
number five.
You're right, Richie. Alton, Kansas, 126 degrees.
Number four.
Lakewood, New Mexico, 127 degrees.
Number three.
Laughlin, Nevada, 128 degrees.
Number two.
Lake Havasu, Arizona, 129 degrees.
Wow.
Number one.
Death Valley, California, 134 degrees.
Wow.
Highest temperature ever recorded any place. Now, this is hotter than you would find in the desert in Saudi Arabia or any place in Africa. 134 degrees.
So that's just the hottest temperature recorded in this country.
Ever recorded in this country.
Right.
That is correct. Now, let's turn it around. The 10 all-time coldest temperatures. We're talking about getting weather variety here as we're so...
And no dates on any of this info.
No dates on any of it. No. Okay.
Ready? Number 10.
Corderay, Washington, minus 55 degrees below zero.
Number 9.
McIntosh, South Dakota, minus 58 degrees below zero.
Number 8.
Island Park, Idaho, minus 60 degrees below zero.
Number 7.
Parcel, North Dakota, minus 66 degrees below zero.
Number 6.
Tower, Minnesota, minus 69 degrees below zero.
Number 5.
Mabel, Colorado, minus 70 degrees below zero.
Number 4.
Riverside, Wyoming, minus 72 degrees below zero.
Number 3.
Peters Sink, Utah, minus 79 degrees below zero.
Number 2.
Rogers Pass, Montana, minus 78 degrees below zero.
Number 1.
Prospect Creek, Alaska. Lowest temperature ever recorded in the United States. 84 degrees below zero.
Did we have one in the hot North Dakota and one in the cold in North Dakota?
Yes, we did, Richie.
Wow.
So we all need to stay away from
North
Dakota. Yes, North
Dakota.
I'm
Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you get a thrill out of driving too fast in unsafe conditions, well, maybe it's time to go back to driving school. In Steamboat Springs, Colorado, the Bridgestone Winter Driving School isn't your typical driving school. These guys specialize in teaching drivers how to handle slippery roads. Bridgestone has specially designed ice tracks for high-speed drives, and classes are led by pro instructors who specialize in race car driving, ice racing, and precision driving. Similar ice driving experiences are available throughout the country with the Audi Driving Club of North America. Porsche actually has training programs in Austria and in Finland. No surprise there, that's right inside the Arctic Circle. In Sweden, a company called Ice Driver puts together tour packages for drivers who want to test their skills out on a frozen lake. Of course, if you want to be a little more, well, practical, then check in with your local driving school to get practice in dangerous conditions. It's a skill that's worth learning so you can hit the road safely. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist.
America's number one source for independent talk radio. For over a decade, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
All right, 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasanelli. Mitch McFadden, the controls in our studio in Washington. Dr. Ken Kronaus will join us in a few minutes. We'll be updating the important medical news. That is the news that's good for yous.
Good.
I'm as sleepy as I am. That's I'm going to get much better than that out of me. And the news that's good.
Stay tuned.
Snooze and you lose. All right, so the video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from an old episode of America's Funniest Videos. It features this boy sitting in his car seat singing along to Barry Manilow. I believe, Richie, that we can tap
Barely
into
Man
the,
Enough?
Oh, yeah. We can tap into this performance. It's pretty entertaining to hear his sister, too, is sitting next to him and what she thinks of his singing. So can we pull up the video from today at GoodDayShow.com. Mm-hmm. America's funniest. This is really good. We've had some good videos this week.
The world sing. I never realized how true it was. Check out the world's youngest fanalo kicking at preschool.
Yeah.
So you're going to sing a song for Barry?
Yeah.
All right. Let's put a song on for.
He's somewhere around 3 or 4.
Which one?
Yeah.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile.
was like, Rich should have buried him.
The look on his face while he's singing is amazing.
Sing louder.
That's hysterical.
Very cute.
Yeah, he gets into it with his eyes, too. It's
Isn't fun. That great stuff?
Yeah.
The video of the day at DougStephan.com. And there are a lot of other things in there today, that'll, including the update on the groundhog, which did not see its own shadow. Therefore, winter is done. Finished. Kaput.
Yes.
Over.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I believe.
87 in Washington and New York. Sunshine.
Even if it was 87, it would still take a week for all the snow.
You know what they're doing? They have so much snow in Boston, they are now trucking it to Boston Harbor.
That's what they do in New York.
They're dumping it in the ocean.
Yeah, because there's nowhere to plow it in New
York.
But you have to know the other side of it. As is typically the case in Boston, where government runs amok.
Somebody's making money on this on the back end.
No. EPA has said that they're worried that the snow is dirty and it might befoul the water in Boston Harbor. So they are,
it has a lot of salt in it, too. Think about it.
It's salt water in the ocean.
That's true.
When the snow melts, what do they think happens to it?
Yeah, right.
Where is it going?
But
leave it to the EPA to try to figure out. This is like the story I told you yesterday. I don't know if you heard the story, Roberto, yesterday. The EPA... I think I did tell the story when you were around, is investigating farms. Was it just the first hour? Investigating farms. I have gotten more email on the stories about government yesterday. I've gotten in a long time from people. But the most egregious one was the EPA telling farmers they had to set up a standard protocol for the dangers involved in milk spilling. And if it spills, how would we approach, if it got into any waterways, for example, or any... groundwater. How would we clean up milk that spilled into the water? You know what? When it gets to that point, we better shut the lights out and close the door. Because it is over. Over, 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 over. Amazing that, in fact, this sorts of stuff happening around us. And so anyway, I find it interesting, though, that we have... these little pockets of these big organizations. So they say to Boston, nope, can't dump the water in there. It's contaminated. With what? And by the way, the city challenged them, and they couldn't come up with it. Just some idiot pulled out of his butt, oh, that's dangerous, you can't do that. But they had no proof. And meanwhile, the cars can't park anywhere. You can't get down any streets. So the city of Boston ignored it. EPA says, we're going to sue you. And the city of Boston says, you're going to sue us for what? For dumping... the snow into the water without our permission. So the mayor of Boston says, well, show us where we have to get your permission to dump the snow in the water. Meanwhile, the trucks are going 90 trucks an hour dumping the stuff in the harbor, and they can't come up with it because there isn't any because of what we just said. Hello, it's salt. With the salt mixed in with the snow is salt that comes, hello, in salt water. So what are we doing here? Meanwhile,
but there's too much salt in the salt water now.
How is that? let me think about that one for a minute, Richie. Too much salt in the salt water.
You're going to change the saline,
the pH,
of the ocean.
Right, that's right. pH is going to change. It'll be more acidic and not alkalinic. Is that a word? Alkaline. You know, the
yes.
Yeah, more
acidic
alkaline.
And alkaline.
Yeah.
You want your body to be more alkaline. Unfortunately, people who get sick, have cancer and that sort of stuff, have a more acidic body, the fluids, the blood. And you can test that stuff, by the way, that little pH strip. Test your pee in the morning or put it in your mouth to check out your saliva. But It ought to be in the high sixes or low sevens. If it's not, you got too much. If it's below, I think it's six. We got to ask Dr. Ken. Ask him about that. Do you remember?
I'll ask. I will.
The acidic level, I believe it's got, I remember I used to test mine all the time, and but mine was 6.7 or 6.8, and I think it's got to be over 6.4. Otherwise, your body is just a brewing pot for all kinds of free radical damage. Woof. Stay away from that. Our poll today, having to do with all our discussion about the weather, is longer winter or early spring what you desire? What do you want? Longer winter or early spring? A.
Duh.
I love winter. Hope we get plenty more of it. B. I've had enough of winter. Bring on the spring. C. Let's skip spring and go right to summer.
Yeah, I'm there.
D. I like winter and the spring, so I'm happy either way. So those are your choices. When you get your email, you can go. A lot of people just go into the box there, the poll box. But there's so many other things at gooddayshow.com that are fun and interesting and important. Yesterday's poll, have you ever seen a UFO? Wow. 54% of you said no, but 26% of you said yes.
I voted yes.
Where? Where did you see the UFO?
Over New York. It had to be about 35 years ago, and I wasn't the only one who saw it. A lot of people saw it. A lot of people called into CBS.
Really?
Yep.
Did they give an explanation?
They never really gave a satisfactory explanation, but people, I was driving, and I saw it pass right over me, and then it went out into Long Island Sound, and the next thing you just saw was like a smoke trail going straight down. It was like a 90-degree angle,
yeah,
you know, going straight down into the water. We were like, whoa, what was that?
Well,
so a lot of people saw it.
One of your relatives.
Yeah, one of my relatives, probably.
Buzzing around New York City. Our poll.
Did I tell you that I have relatives that are aliens?
Yeah, we knew that. That's where they film V in your backyard.
I have a cousin on Mars.
Yeah. All right, so have you ever seen a UFO? 54% said no. 26% said yes. 14% of you said, I think so, but I'm not sure. And 6% of those who answered the poll question at gooddayshow.com said no, but I know somebody who has seen a UFO. You see them. They're all over the place all the time. And it's the government not wanting you to know what these things are. And why would we want to not know? Yeah, I said to Bob when we were taking our trip across the country, we went out three or four years ago, we were driving, I think it's across either New Mexico or Arizona. There's a place where a meteor hit. It's about a mile wide.
Oh, did you stop and see it?
Well, we saw it three or four years ago, but we went by it again this year, and I didn't have time to stop. But I was remembering all of the things that this country's been, planet has been hit by over the years. You know, it's not like we're vulnerable or not vulnerable. It's just that that stuff floats around and you have no idea. In our case, a lot of it burns up in the atmosphere. But I'm convinced, as they have Area 54 cordoned off, so you can't go there, or 53 or 52 or whatever it is, 51. There are a lot of these things that go on. And because the stuff burns up in the atmosphere, they never tell us about it. But there are a lot of things that, I mean, you have to, it has to be bigger than 4 or 5 feet in order to make it through the atmosphere. Anything that comes through, by the time it gets to where the atmosphere is really heating up, it burns up. Any of that stuff. But if it's much bigger than that, it'll get through in one way or another. And sometimes it does. They mostly land, for some reason or other, in Russia or in the Pacific Ocean. Hardly ever land on this side of the world or in the Atlantic Ocean. I wonder why that is. It's got to be an explanation. Somebody must know it someplace. I just think it's very interesting that most of that debris lands over there and not on this side. When I say this side, over there is over here where I am. Where I was yesterday, it wouldn't land, but where I am today, it would land. Are you following me so far?
Gotcha.
I think so.
Dr. Ken moves in with the latest news and info, so listen, we'll get him to slowly explain the things that are of most import to you medically. The big news of the day coming up here on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epi Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Our place is about to turn into Game Day Central. But this year, I'm ready. Sam's Club member Paula Rickenstein.
Tasty appetizers, snacks, ice cold drinks, even 3D HD TVs. All with great savings.
Like a Vizio 42-inch Razer LED 3D television for just $9.97. Plus, join now through February 6th and score a gift card worth up to $25.
Bring it on, game day. I'm putting Sam's Club in.
Learn more at samsclub.com/entertaining. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert, has details every day of important medical info, brought to you today by the folks who are responsible for producing Digestive Advantage. With the benefits of probiotics being discussed on this program and elsewhere, this is a special probiotic, Ken, that unlike other probiotics, survives passage through stomach acids and grows in your digestive tract. So it really helps you get the best out of the food. All the nutrients in the food you're eating actually is absorbed, which is not always the case with everybody's digestive system, right?
It really does. It zooms up your natural defense to get rid of all those colds and flu that are going around right now. And also, when the doctor can't solve all those really struggling, rather harsh digestive symptoms, the one that I'm really focusing on this week is lactose defense formula, because so many people who have lactose deficiency, they feel like their meals are just struggling because they don't have their pill. With this, you take it once, and then you can eat whenever you want. You don't have to be a prisoner to your pills.
All right, so this is not a difficult or complex thing to figure out, folks. 30-day supply costs $10. Other probiotic products cost $20 to $30 a month. Digestive Advantage is what you look for in all of the drugstores, whether they're big chains or whether they're a small neighborhood drugstore. They all have a digestive section. Look for Digestive Advantage and get the 30-day supply less than $10. Digestive Advantage. We were talking, Ken, about having acidic versus alkalinic bodies and the pH tests that are done and what happens if you have too much acid. We had some calls earlier from people, a woman who had, I think it was breast cancer, and she did the pH thing and it was very acidic. Is that something that can easily be handled? Is that a real reason? Or do you guys argue with the homeopaths about this?
Well, the way the traditional doctors look at it, the normal arterial pH is 7.4. Remember, 7 is neutral.
Right.
Going below that is acidic. Above it is basic.
Right. Yep.
Urine is 6. Saliva is 6 to 7.4.
All right. So your urine needs to be 6 or above.
Your around saliva 6, needs and there's to a wide be, range, yes.
The liver needs to be 6.7?
Saliva is 6 to 7.4.
Okay. And the blood needs to be over 7.
7.4 in the arteries.
All right. Okay, that's good news for you, or at least important information. Now, let's deal with cholesterol. You have some important information out today on hypertension and high cholesterol and how it affects Americans.
One-third of American adults have high blood pressure. Only about a half have the condition under control, even though 70% are taking drugs for it. One in three American adults have high bad cholesterol, but only one-third of them have this cholesterol under control. And in this study, they were using LDL bad cholesterol, less than 160 for healthy and less than 100 for people with heart disease or diabetes. And these are pretty reasonable numbers. I'm much stricter.
Yeah, well, this sounds like our conversation we had last Friday. Look out for the LDL, the bad cholesterol. Get rid of it. Find out how to do that. Actually, you can probably go to Dr. Ken's site, link to it, through gooddayshow.com.
The military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Think of sleigh bells off you go like reindeer in the sky.
It's a movie I never saw as a kid.
Really?
Nope. Never had any interest. Down the
line. Lame-o.
Yeah, apparently. So it's 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is taking a quick break, so we'll join Chucker here. Talk about movie news. And Walt Disney's Peter Pan, You Can Fly, is the number one movie this week in 1953.
Wow. You know, I took voice lessons.
Oh, yeah.
From
I wasn't born yet.
From Wendy.
Not yet.
You took voice lessons from Wendy?
Yeah.
Wendy.
Yep.
The actress who played Wendy?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Wasn't that Sandy Duncan?
No, that was Peter Pan.
No, Sandy Duncan was in the play. Not the
Her
movie.
Name was Maureen. Okay. Oh, shoot.
She did the voice, right?
Yeah. No, she was in the real version.
Oh, in the real. Okay, the live version.
Yes. Yeah.
Chucker, how many times has this movie been redone, Peter Pan? You got Hook.
It's been done in many, many forms. Actually, I'm not a big fan of the original story, but I do like You know, I'm in the minority. I love Steven Spielberg's Hook, where Robin Williams is a grown-up and goes back to battle Hook. I find that film very entertaining.
Yeah, that was another. I didn't see that either.
You
what is up with me and Peter
movie.
Pan? Yeah, I don't know. All right, so every day at this time, we give you a couple pieces of audio from a movie from your past. You listen to it. You go, ding, oh, I know that movie. You pick up your phone. You dial 1-800-510-8255. First one in with the correct answer wins a little something from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. And here is today's movie. And I will tell you, it was the number one movie this week in 1999. So that was was pre-kids for me, meaning I should know
it. You got to
see it? Yeah.
Old habits die hard.
Got it.
If you don't kick them, they kick you. Ain't marriage grand?
Yeah, good flick. Chucker?
No, I'm not positive.
No. Okay, one
no
more.
No idea.
Clue number two, 1-800-510-8255.
GSW. That's what the hospitals call it. Gunshot wound. Doctor has to report it to the police. That makes it hard for guys in my line to get what I'd call quality health care.
The guy that played the bad guy in this was awesome. It was very cool. All right. So 1-800-510-8255. Anybody else but me have it? Come on now.
Stumped.
Chucker, you have to have this.
I know it.
Yeah, okay. I figured that. Roberta's clueless, so she's out. Here we go. Clue number three.
Not many men know what their life's worth.
Wait, comes to gimme.
I do. $70,000. That's what they took from me. And that's what I was going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So 1-800-510-8255. This is before Mel was a racist, or at least anybody knew he was. So I gave you that much of a clue. So give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. Chucker will have movie news right up.
A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. We're a nation of dessert eaters. In fact, according to recent research, more than half of us admit to eating dessert at least once a week. Food expert and celebrity chef Adam Gertler loves a slice of cake or a plate of pastry. And in his search for desserts lighter on fat and calories, he's teamed up with Yoplait Delights.
As a chef, I delight in every part of the meal. Dessert is one of my favorites. That's why I love Yoplait Delights. Two layers, rich and creamy texture in each cup, give you that indulgent feeling you're looking for. And with new flavors like chocolate eclair and cherry cheesecake, Yoplait Delights offers even more ways to satisfy sweet tooth cravings without excess calories, and most important, without compromising taste.
Yoplait Delights offers dessert lovers a delicious treat any time of the day, and does it without the typical dessert guilt. Each creamy parfait contains 100 calories and 1.5 grams of fat. For more information, visit YoplaitDelights.com. I'm Barbara Fox.
All right, Chucker, what's going on in movie news?
Interesting story, Rich. Warner Brothers and Spielberg Films reportedly looking to turn Stephen King's epic novel with Stand into a feature film. To do that, they'll probably break it in three parts. As you know, the Stand was a in the 1980s, and I think a classic miniseries which starred Rob B.G. and a whole bunch of other actors. That was a really great miniseries. Other news, Vanity Fair reporting that when all is said and done, James Cameron will pocket over $300 million of profits from Avatar. Cameron ready to shoot part two and three back-to-back sometime later this year. And the talent take on the role of Alex Cross, the role Morgan Freeman played in the 1997 movie Kiss the Girl, also 2001's Along Came a Spider. Perry mostly known for the Medea roles. Is going to...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, what's the name of the city, or what's the name of the movie?
The movie is Sin City.
Good guess. No. Cindy in Desert Hot Springs, what's the name of that movie?
Goodfellas.
The Goodfellas. Good guess again, but no. Eric in Clarkstown, Washington, what is it?
Payback.
It is The Payback with Mel Gibson and James Coburn. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.